Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. A court in Washington has jailed the former leader of the far-right Proud Boys group for 22 years for his part in the storming of the US Congress. The sentence given to Enrique Tarrio is the longest of any of the hundreds convicted of involvement in the Capitol riot of January 2021. Wira Davis reports from Washington.
Dressed in an orange prison-issue uniform, the 39-year-old leader of the group that regarded themselves as Donald Trump's foot soldiers listened as his lawyers urged the judge to show leniency. The prosecutors called Tarrio the leader of this conspiracy and asked for a sentence of 33 years. As Tarrio himself spoke, showing considerable remorse and shame for his actions, even acknowledging that Donald Trump did lose the election, the judge sentenced him to 22 years in jail, saying he was the ultimate leader of a seditious conspiracy.
The British government says it will use terrorism legislation to ban the Russian Wagner Group. The law will make it illegal to be a member of or support the mercenary organisation in the UK. Frank Gardner reports.
The government says the case for prescribing the Wagner Group as a banned terrorist organisation is clear. This Russian private military company, it says, poses a threat to British nationals abroad. In a statement, the Home Secretary, Suella Braverman, said that Wagner had been involved in looting, torture and barbarous murders. Its operations in Ukraine, the Middle East and Africa, she said, were a threat to global security. In practice, the Wagner Group has been seriously weakened by its failed mutiny in June against Russia's generals, as well as the recent death in a suspicious plane crash of its top leadership.
Frank Gardner reporting. The president of Romania, Klaus Iohannis, has said the latest attacks on infrastructure on the Danube in southern Ukraine were very, very close to the border between the two countries. On Monday, Bucharest denied Ukrainian claims that two Russian drones exploded on Romanian territory. That would have marked the first time a Russian attack had struck a NATO member country. This woman lives in the town of Plauru on the border with Ukraine.
They have always attacked at night. This is the third raid in this region and it's always at night. I didn't expect this escalation would reach our area. I was expecting it would happen at the coast. We've got used to the sirens. During the day we ignore them, but our souls tense up when they sound at night.
Gabon's new military leader has held talks with the opposition candidate, Albert Ondo-Ossa, who claimed victory in last week's annulled presidential election. Mr. Ossa said the talks with General Brice Oligui-Nguema focused on the restoration of state institutions. He gave no further details. The opposition leader had boycotted the general's inauguration as president on Monday. BBC News. The army in Burkina Faso says more than 50 members of the security forces have been killed in clashes with Islamist militants. The fighting took place near the border with Mali, where the military has been trying to regain ground. More than 2 million people have been displaced since fighters linked to Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State group started attacks 8 years ago. Satellite data from Brazil shows that the rate of deforestation in the Amazon is continuing to fall. According to the latest figures, it dropped by two-thirds in August compared with the same period last year. There was a similar decline in July. The Brazilian president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, said the data showed that his government's environmental policies were working as he pledged to end deforestation.
O povo amazônico merece ter seus direitos garantidos.
The Amazonian people deserve to have their rights guaranteed and opportunities for a better life. If there is no future for the Amazon and its people, there will be no future for the planet either. We will end deforestation. We will prove that those who think they must cut down a tree to make money are much more ignorant than the experts.
The Republican leader in the US Senate, Mitch McConnell, has brushed aside questions about his health on returning to Congress after the summer break. The 81-year-old again froze when speaking at a news conference last week. He made only an oblique mention of the incident when giving introductory comments in the Senate chamber. Earlier, Mr. McConnell's office released a medical assessment which concluded he had not suffered a stroke or a seizure. In tennis, Novak Djokovic has qualified for the semi-finals of the US Open. He comfortably beat the American Taylor Fritz in straight sets. It's the 47th time Djokovic has reached a Grand Slam semi-final, a record for a male player. The Serbian is hoping to win his fourth title in New York. BBC News.